playing the corners in the perimeter. 5.5 to go here, 35-30. Slowing it down. Solomon with the ball at the left wing. Makes a dribble, pass over to left corner for three. Misses that one, number one, Pierre Mitchell. But rebound, save offensively by number 35, Deontay Johnson. Pass over to Johnson from the high post for two. He swishes that one. With a big shot, 36-30. He's already our player of the game for at least Detroit Edison's side.
He's got 17 already.
Loose ball. And save, a stolen away by Edison. Going up. He makes a shot for two, and he is fouled after a block attempt by USA. They're able to make a couple big points on the steals and fast breaks, 39-30. A quick 2 points made there. Largest lead of the game, a new one for Edison by nine. 5:03 to go here, timeout called. Timeout called, it is 39-30. Detroit Edison leading Unionville Sebring.
Denny King here at Moore Motors with only three clearance Rams left in stock. How about a 2017 Ram Crew with the award-winning Hemi available at employee price for everyone as low as $31,134? Or my last 17 Ram Bighorn with the 3-liter Eco Diesel that gets almost 30 miles per gallon on the highway as low as $38,619. And last but certainly not least, the 17 Ram 1-ton Crew Cab Laramie with the Cummins Diesel and heavy-duty ice and transmission for as low as $60,298. They're going fast, so don't wait another minute to stop at Moore Motors in Carroll or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Welcome back to WLW Sports Cruise 102.1 FM. A timeout was called. 5:03 to go here in the third. The Unionville Sebring student section right behind our table here. We were lucky enough to actually ask the kind athletic director, Eric, to move our table off to the middle a little bit. We were way off to the right side there, so I want to thank him for that. As he actually was busy, because when we drove in here at West Bloomfield High School, they had the track team, baseball and softball, practicing outside. Here we go on the free throw line, 3-point conversion attempt here. As USA foul number three, Gary Salomon to convert the 3-point play. He does not. Rebound, Isaiah Williamson for Unionville Sebring. Over to Hunter Bone. He's double teamed to the middle. To Williamson, tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Edison, but it'll still be USA ball.
This quickness is taking a toll on the Patriots.
I do believe the starting five is still out there. I don't think there's been any subs here for USA through the game
there
so far.
There has been one.
Hunter Bone with the dribble. Got to be careful on his back foot on the timeline, and he does. Over to Williamson. Back to Heckroff, number two, over to number 32, Isaiah Williamson. Oh, he had an opening, turn around, hook shot for two. Number 33, Zachary Fritz, or otherwise known as Fritzy, makes it for two. It's 4:33 to go here, 39-32 in the third with 4.5 to go here.
That's Zach Fritz's first 2 points, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Hand off to number 11, Demir Leonard, long shot for three from the left wing by number one, Pierre Mitchell, who has moved away from the point guard position. Full court pressure again applied over to Micah Kramer for Hunter Bone to the right side of the floor. Moving from right to left on your screen and radio dial is USA. Got away with a slight carry. Tyler Heckroff with the ball for USA. Over to Micah Kramer at the right wing. Under four to go, 39-32. Detroit Edison leading USA Patriots. Over to Hunter Bone at the point guard, the true point guard here. Bounce pass over to left side, Tyler Heckroff. Loose ball, stolen away. Number three, Solomon up. Foul call from behind. He does not make the shot, but a foul call, and it's a shooting foul, I believe. 3:43 to go here. 39-32, 7-point lead here for Detroit Edison.
And that's Tyler Heckroth's second foul. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Yeah, the Pioneers 39, the Patriots 32.
And Solomon on the charity stripe. First free throw is good. 40-32, the second largest lead of the game. Detroit Edison Pioneers leading Unionville Sebring Patriots. 14-10 record overall. Throw that out the window. Second free throw attempt is good. Making your free throws late in the second half going to be key.
Vincent Cooley, a sophomore for the Pioneers, just checked in the ball game.
Full court pressure applied. Williamson crossing the timeline for USA. Pitches out to the left corner for three. Ooh, pops out the missed shot by number two, Tyler Heckroff. And Edison gets the rebound. A pass over to left side, open down the baseline. Pitches it up top to number 44. Vincent Cooley now over to Pierre Mitchell. He makes his three from the right wing right in front of our table. It is 44-32. Extending the lead now by 11, the largest lead of the game for Edison against USA. USA had a brief lead by one, 25-24 at one point in the first half. And a foul on Detroit Edison against Hunter Bone with 3 minutes to go here. It's 44-32, and Detroit Edison did not like that call.
Well, the foul was on Pierre Mitchell, and PJ did not like that call. Even did a couple little somersaults in his head, but only had one in front of us.
Dominic Thomas and number 15, Keith Johnson. Dominic Thomas, number 5, coming in subbing for number 24, Brian Taylor. And also, number 1, I do believe, is Pierre Mitchell. Inbounds pass to USA. Bounce pass over to Isaiah Williamson. Loose ball, stolen away after the double team on Williamson. Took his eyes off the ball and could not save it. He's got to shake that off. With the dribble to the paint, laying it up. He misses it, but another slam dunk and picked up putback under 35. Deontay Johnson, 46-32. 14-point lead, the largest lead of the game now. Edison with it. 2:42 to go here in the third.
It's Johnson's 19th point. And USA is letting us get away a little bit. They need to go ahead and get this under double, the deficit under double figures before the end of this quarter.
They got to take care of the ball, and they got to get Williamson in the paint. I do believe they need a two big man in there. I think Edison's doing the same thing, sending their big man down in the paint. Maybe get that 1-2 punch to get that. You got to get those second chance points, and Edison's been more successful at that.
Well, the guards are really coming out and dictating the play for the Pioneers.
2:26 to go here in the third period. 46-32, 14-point lead. Hunter Bona, shovel pass over to left side. Up for two. A good head fake, but put back. Tip in. No good by Bone. And rebound picked up by Edison. Pierre Mitchell with it now. Moving from left to right under dial. Underneath. Underhand pass. And number 35 with another bucket. Deontay Johnson. It is 48-32. Edison having a big third period. 16-point lead. USA, loose ball, stolen away. Edison to lay it up for two. It does not roll in. Put back attempt by number 44. Good. Vincent Cooley. 18-point lead. Timeout, USA. 1:45 to go here. It's 50-32. You're listening to Cruise 102.1 FM, WLW Sports. We'll be right back.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve, without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk of the thumb.
Welcome back to WMW Sports Cruise 102.1 in the third period of timeout called. 1:44 to go here. 50-32 is your score in the third. Full court pressure applied again. John Mooney with me along with yours truly, Eddie Fury, laying it up. Wanted a foul. He'll put it up for two, and it's good. Whistle was called late. Number 33 making it for two, Zachary Fritz. 50-34 now, and I think going for the three-point play after the late whistle. Detroit Edison actually probably ran into traffic. They have filled their stands now. Three-point play is good. It is 50-35. Detroit Edison Pioneers leading Unionville Seaboeing Patriots.
Patriots need to find five more points real quick and hold the Pioneers to zip.
And Pierre Mitchell has returned to the point guard position for Detroit Edison at the point. Slowing it down here, maybe getting a breather themselves to set up a play here. 24.